This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Was heard across Washington, D.C. and spread throughout the country. Highly classified Pentagon documents leaked online. Are you shocked? What is that all about? And sadly, a shooter firing at a bank in Louisville really sends a different kind of shockwave throughout Kentucky. The governor was really rattled as two of his close friends were killed. Five people in all died. What happened there? We're going to talk about it. And we just get through Easter. We've got to rewind what happened heading into the holiday and through the holiday, plus the mailbag and the man cave. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. And it's very sad to hear the story of a gunman who live streamed his mass shooting at this bank that killed, where he killed, opened fire and killed five people, eight others injured as a result of that. 25 years old, he worked there for a year. Before that, he was an intern. His name is Connor Sturgeon, and according to what the police are saying, he was killed by a police officer after a shootout with them right after all of that had unfolded. But the people who died were all bank executives, and most were in their 40s or in their 60s. And it's just a sad, sad story to hear about this, to hear about what happened here. There's a 26-year-old police officer who had just graduated from the police academy 10 days previous, shot in the head. Shot in the head. Five of the people injured had gunshot wounds that were pretty severe. One of the injured victims passed away afterwards. The others had died on the scene. The mass shooting happened at Old National Bank, which was in a main area of the city, East Main Street, if you know anything about Louisville. But regardless, you think of where it is. And it happened at 8:30 in the morning. So about 30 minutes before the bank opened to the public. Imagine if it had already been open and there were people in the bank. And it was during a morning employee meeting. So there were some people that were there in person. Others were actually, because of the way the world is now, were appearing at that meeting virtually, and they could see what was happening. So police got there pretty quickly, but think of how this happened again. Opening fire, heavily armed. 3 minutes in, they were able to get there. And, of course, he was shooting, and that's when they ultimately took him out. So very brave first responders just immediately move in. And no question, as it was said afterwards, they absolutely saved lives. And seeing the photographs and some of the video from that scene, people, I mean, you look at this bank, it could be a bank in any town, big or small, just the complete front of the bank windows just shattered. And of course, you know, now we're at 145 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. 145 AR-15 style rifle. That's what he had. And he went in and opened fire. The reasons why, the one thing that we do know is he was there for more than a year, like I said, worked at the bank, but he was notified he was going to be let go. So he had wrote a note to his parents and a friend saying he was going to open fire at the bank. So they didn't know in enough time, apparently, but he told them. And then he, while he was shooting, he live streamed it on Instagram. And of course, it was immediately immediately taken down, but not until after the shooting because they weren't aware of that. So they have the video, but he wrote on his LinkedIn profile that he interned at the bank for 3 summers before he joined them full-time in June of 2021. So what led to this? Any of those other details? Still very murky. It's always that why question. And it's too late for anybody that was a victim in this. But what can we learn, or what have we learned from this, or is there anything to learn from this? It just doesn't make any sense. And of course, afterwards, what are people saying? He went to the University of Alabama. He knew a lot of people. People are saying they had no, could not even imagine this, that this is something that he would do. But very, very, very sad way to start off the week. The governor, Andy Beshear, was practically breaking down when he held his news conference and talked about how one, especially one of the victims, was one of his closest friends that he helped him build his law career, helped him become governor, gave him advice on family matters, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, shocking for the people that were there. There were plenty of people that were on hand in this bank that scattered to dive into closets, that hid in a bathroom that was there, that talked about narrowly being hit by a bullet. There was somebody else that was inside a vault, immediately called 911, but of course the officers were already aware of the shooting. And the thing there so quickly, like set. I mean, and this is a national bank that is, if you've ever heard of the bank, because they've got a lot of, I don't know, maybe 200 plus banking centers around the Midwest. So, again, this area, which is along Kentucky's border with Indiana, where you have a population of, it's got to be over 500,000, I don't know, 600 some thousand people, in a place where so many people, even at that size, know each other. Just a terrible, terrible thing, and such a senseless, stupid, unbelievably tragic thing to happen, as I said. And to start off the week that way, to hear that, and once again be questioning, how in the hell is this happening? What an evil, evil act. And to live stream that and to have that up there on Instagram, and only to be taken down after all this happened. And certainly there were people that saw that and were stunned. And then were people, as I mentioned, who were online because they were part of that morning meeting and they saw it. But still, the motive is murky, except for that he lost the job. But what else went into that, or what else happened? Who knows? You know, we don't know, and will we ever truly know any other reasons behind that? The answer is probably not. And that's the thing that leaves the people who lost people in this so incredibly scarred, because it's the other side of that why, and there is no good why, obviously. All right, coming up, we're going to do the rewind. What are some of the things that you missed, including I mentioned the leaked Pentagon documents, which was really wild to see what some of the documents were that were leaked. And then the question becomes why, because it, you know, you had this Ukraine intel that was leaked that shows how weak Ukraine is. What are the key weaknesses with their weapons, with their air defense, with their battalion sizes and readiness and all of that at a very critical point in the war? And all of that was leaked online. That's coming up.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Last couple of days, as always, we bounce into a new week off of the weekend. What are people talking about? Certainly this deal, as we look at the weekly rewind, we start with the leaked documents on the Ukraine war. That's the shocker, I think, finding out what some of the intelligence says in these documents that were out there. And where did they come from? How did this happen? And how did this leak happened? So is it fake? Is it sort of fake leak to make the Kremlin think the Ukraine is weaker than it is? Or no, these are just the facts. And what are the facts show? So you had this announcement that the U.S. was rushing $2.6 billion in air defense systems and other weapons, right? We heard that last week, and it included ammunition for Patriot and high-mobility artillery rocket systems and 9 gun trucks and 10 anti-drone laser systems and new surveillance radars and anti-aircraft ammunition, which is what they always need, and rockets and the numbers about the air defense shortage in the document that was leaked, pretty scary because of what Ukraine depends on. So at the current firing rates in the document that was leaked, it shows they would have been depleted by the end of March, the beginning of April, and that some of the other weapons would be out of ammunition by the beginning of May, and that the systems couldn't match the Russian volume of attacks, and the shortage is so severe that multiple mitigating options have to be simultaneously pursued, and that if they can't fill the gap, Russia could finally have the air superiority to attack Ukrainian ground targets at will. That
that is in the document. Wow. So just listen to what I just said, that Russia would totally have the air, that they could attack anything on the ground in Ukraine. So that means Ukraine might not be able to mass ground forces for the counteroffensive or protected cities. So to me, that is crippling. That is staggering. I mean, anybody who would read that document. And in the document, it describes that Ukrainians are firing too much ammunition, but they're desperate to try to end this and to persuade other nations to sell some lethal weapons to them. And wow. So when you look at this and you think about where we are at this point and the thin line that is being danced on, so to speak, right? Because of international laws and how far the dive is into this. I mean, look, Ukraine is betting that a spring counteroffensive can reverse some of the trends. But these are trends that weren't completely known. And now it's sort of like we're playing, or they're playing, a game of poker of war, of lives, of what can happen with all the cards completely face up. How damaging is this? And it's chilling, I think. It's incredibly chilling. And 100 leaked documents in all, marked, here we go again, top secret. It is an incredible intelligence breach. And so much of it involves the war in Ukraine. So much of the damage is there. And most of these documents, if they're genuine, which apparently they appear to be, not good. So the Justice Department has launched an investigation to figure this out. They're tracing the leak. And this is damage control. I mean, this is seriously damage control. It's damage control on so many fronts, too. Because there's also damage control in some of the information that it suggests that Washington was spying on its own allies, including South Korea and Ukraine. So what are the spies saying? What do the spies know about this? So useful information to Russia, I would think. They're not unhappy about the document dump, but not great for the United States, not great for Ukraine, not great for our relationship with allies. And also, it shows, obviously, the range of some of our capabilities when you talk about intelligence. So this is a critical point. A critical point. And how this got out there is awful. And, you know, this is only broad strokes that we know of what was contained in the leaked material. But it's posted online. So anyone with just even a mild interest in the war certainly would have been aware that Russian forces pretty much were encircling one of the major mining cities in early March, but they were pushed back. They were pushed back, luckily. But the defense systems, all of that, all of the lack of equipment, this very, very specifics of it, and how long this could go on is all in there, right? So, I mean, now this is like an open secret. And will it change the course of this war? Maybe not. But it certainly does not help Ukraine. And it's incredibly, incredibly damaging, period. Also to the United States, to have that kind of classified material leaked. So you can bet there's a big scramble to try to figure out where that was, you know, where that happened, who got a hold of it, how did it happen, and everything that you can imagine, you know, in between. All right, in the meantime, we did go through another Easter, Passover, and here we are. Spring has definitely sprung in a different way, even though officially on the calendar it was weeks ago. It kind of marks that flip of the calendar, I think, for so many people. And scores of people were traveling. The good news is, with all the insane weather that we always talk about on this show, we did not, I mean, we've had so many tornadoes. We did not have that happen over the weekend where it halted flights, and there might have been some delays here and there, but with the amount of people that were traveling, because for some it was also a spring break that was wrapped into it, we didn't see a lot of problems in some of our major airports, and even some of the small metro airports, which to me, it seems like every time I crack open this mic, I've said this before, I feel like I'm part weather person, because I'm talking about what affects you in your backyard and me, and it is the weather. It is the common denominator. We can talk about the politics that make us insane. We can talk about everything else in between. But another thing that unites us, and the thing that unites us the most, is what we're dealing with the weather, right? And, boy, and we have dealt with it really wickedly in the last month. It's really been the last month that it seems like every day we're talking about what's happening. All right, something else that happened as part of the re-rack. So while traveling was pretty smooth, not smooth at Rutgers University, thousands of academic workers at Rutgers were getting ready for this over the weekend. They were making their signs, they were pulling it all together, and then finally they launched into it on Monday, picketing outside of campus buildings and urging colleagues to not go to teach classes. It's the first time in the 257-year history of a major university, this university in New Jersey, that they've had the unions representing the workers that have set the workers on strike. The contract negotiations started about a year ago. 9,000 workers represented by three different unions. And what do they want? Salary increases to keep up with inflation, a $15 minimum wage for campus workers, longer contracts for non-tenured faculty, 5 years of guaranteed money for graduate students, and a new set of standards for racial and gender equity, among other demands. But this is a big deal. They're trying to resolve these issues, and they haven't gotten very far in this. And Rutgers is big. I have a lot of family members who graduated from Rutgers. My mother, my brother, my father did back in the day. 67,000 students now. So the New Jersey governor, of course, involved in this, calls for a productive dialogue. Wonder if that will happen. I think this may be a long, long protest, but hopefully not. All right, hang with us. Bounce into your thoughts coming up next.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. Trump facing charges of falsifying business records. The solar eclipse passed over North America Monday. It began along the Texas-Mexico border near Eagle Pass around 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, then stretched across much of Texas through Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio, and continued northwestern through New York and Maine. The solar eclipse ended after departing northern Maine around 3:30 in the afternoon. Three people are dead following a shooting at a law firm in Las Vegas. The incident happened at the Prince Law Group in Summerlin. Reports indicate that the shooting occurred during a deposition, resulting in the deaths of two people before the gunman turned the gun on himself. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's a good thing, and thanks to all of you. 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Some of your thoughts on anything that's buzzing around your neck of the woods. Got this one from Jake. He's a longtime listener in Austin. And Jake says, hey, Ms. Kate, hope you had a happy Easter. I know that even at my ripe old age of 33 now, when I go to my mama's house, she still makes Easter baskets for us. And I got to say, I love the chocolate bunnies. I don't know if you had a basket or not, but I do appreciate it. So anyway, it's not about Easter baskets, though. What I wanted to mention to you is some of what I was reading about the fallout in Tennessee because of what happened in Nashville and the fact that now you have the Nashville Council, I guess, reinstating the lawmakers. And so I think that was probably a good thing. I don't care where anyone falls on the spectrum, so to speak, politically. It's ridiculous because you had a couple of inexperienced law guys that were representing, and there was lots of energy and obviously upset and furious people at what had happened at that Christian school. And so that's what that was about, was, okay, we're got to do something, and there's pressure here to do something. So I think it was remarkably smart for the legislature to reinstate the lawmakers and heading back into working sessions. I think there is ways to quell some of that high energy, I'll call it, and put it into good uses instead. All right, I kind of get what you're saying there. You're talking about the reps Jones and Pearson. I talked about them last week, that they were Justin Jones and Pearson who were forced out because they were demonstrating following the Nashville shooting, because there were protests around the state house. And anyway, so yeah, this, I mean, look, there was a unanimous vote to, first of all, to expel them. It was just like, it wasn't unanimous, but they were expelled along party lines there. And then what was said afterwards was that, oh, well, there was a break in decorum rules and this protest about gun violence, and you can't have that, and you have to, as soon as they had to be expelled, and, you know, because you can't have demonstrations on the floor like that where you've got someone with a bullhorn who's part of the legislature leading chants and whatnot. So they were reinstated, and there was conversations about, okay, we do need bold leadership or expression or whatnot, but you cannot do that. And the lawmaker Jones was 27, and he said it. He said, this is a generation of new voices stepping in here, and we've got this multicultural democracy, and after what we've seen in Nashville and what we're seeing, and people wanting to know, you know, wanting answers, people that we represent, 70,000 people in our areas, you know, they want action. So this is what's going to happen now. He's back in office, especially Jones, because he was so vocal. He's back in office, and he's technically a new member. And he was told, as he is going through the things that can happen, that he can file 15 bills. So every one of the 15 bills, he says, are going to do with common sense gun laws. Everything is going to have to, is going to focus on that, because he says that's what his people, the people he represents, are begging him to do, what young people are begging him to do. So that all turned around. That all turned around within a matter of less than a week, I guess. And so, yeah, it was cooler heads prevailing and realizing that it was, you know, they had to do something. They had to change that. They had to flip that equation around, and they did. Okay, so then there's this one from Max. He's also a frequent emailer, and Max says, hey, Kate, I'm writing you this early on Monday. I saw what happened at that Louisville bank, because of course it was all over the place, and I can't even imagine. I think of the meetings my company has, and some people are actually there, and some people are virtual, because we still have a half and half as far as our staff goes, and people are required to be at meetings, and to be sleepy-eyed probably, and being there early on a Monday, and then to all of a sudden be shocked and have nowhere to go. It's just, again, one of those emotional, ridiculous moments where you have people who are vulnerable and they're scrambling to try to take cover, and they have no chance against somebody who's heavily, heavily armed. And I think that there's going to be more conversation about banning assault weapons, although I don't know that we're going to have that ban back again anytime in the very near future. Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of conversation about banning assault weapons. And, you know, even after the last shooting, it was brought up and immediately stopped, at least on the national level. And we know that these are the discussions, especially that have not ever gone away, but now are freshly reignited because of Nashville and now because of Louisville for sure. And then, you know, somebody said to me, well, at the bank, wouldn't they have guards? Probably not there yet. But I don't know. I don't know their situation of who's armed, who's there, and et cetera. And then somebody else said to me, is it going to have to be that now in when you go to work, depending on where you work, that they're going to have to pat you down and you're going to have to go through a metal detector? And, of course, that's not going to happen. You think of the size of most companies or maybe huge campuses, but at huge campuses, some of them actually, you'd be surprised, already have that. There are some huge campuses that might have changed a little bit during the pandemic that do have metal detectors that you have to go through. Certainly government jobs, you know that that's the case. I had a friend that worked in downtown Philly for the IRS, and every time I went, I had to go through a metal detector, and boy, that thing went off if you had anything that even seemed remotely like it could be some sort of weapon or whatever. Yeah, workplace violence, the culture, all of that, I think is discussed, Max, more than you would even know. As a speaker, there's often, sometimes when I go out and speak, I shouldn't say often, but when you start to have it happen, you'll sometimes have speakers talk about personal awareness of what do you do, what are the situations, how do you evade a situation where you have somebody that's got a gun. And the answer is, I mean, if you're sitting in a small conference room, and I mean, where are you going there? You know, this was live streamed. They were stunned and had absolutely no time to react. Not any of the people that were in that boardroom. They absolutely did not have time to react. And the only way anyone could have reacted is if they were armed and they immediately were able to draw their weapon. Let's move to Jordan. Jordan, Kate, blunder at the Pentagon, and I would think that some major heads would roll over that. And then you wonder, you know, why was it leaked? And is there some exaggeration in this or no? And what is the Department of Defense doing to shore up this leak? It's certainly something that is outrageous because they had, documents that were all over social media sites, and it was highly classified material. My God, if we can't even keep that stuff classified, they're all over the former president and then the current president and then the former VP for top secret documents that certainly were not leaked online, but all of this stuff is out there. And how many people were able to read and see what were in those reports, and how frustrating would that be for any of the diplomats who realize how highly sensitive material can compromise situations that we have with our allies and others? Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, we could do weeks on end of this. They were online last month on the social media platform, by the way, to make sure everybody knows, called Discord. So there were screenshots of it that I started to see all over the place. And it's crumpled documents that are on top of magazines, and there's other random objects, there's Gorilla Glue and other things. It looks like they were folded up and shoved into a pocket before being removed from a secure place. So you can bet, I think, that they're going to find out who leaked this. But the damage, I want to know the damage assessment. I don't think they're going to be able to determine that right away. It's a terrible, terrible leak, no question. All right, no leaking here. You can send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's time to...
Everybody, and there is so much to talk about, including a team that is local to me that is on fire already in Major League Baseball, plus big news from the NFL of a signing that I was surprised about. I don't know why this really snuck up and bit me, but such a smart move by the Ravens. And in fact, that's where we're going to start. So how about this? Odell Beckham, who I think still has plenty left in the tank, agreed to a one-year $15 million deal from the Baltimore Ravens. That is a big, bad, big boy offseason move for sure. Their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, not happy with what's been happening in Baltimore, but has to be happy, I would think, about this. They have been in contact with Beckham since last year. They met with him at the league meeting 2 weeks ago because there's this big question mark as to where is he going to be. And so then Baltimore struck a deal with Beckham right before he was going to visit the Jets. And remember, that was the big power play move from Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. This is the team I want assembled around me. I've meditated on it, and Beckham was one of the people that he wanted. But that's not happening. So the 30-year-old broke the news on Instagram himself, and there you go. So the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. comes a month after Jackson requested a trade from the Ravens. So since then, they placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on Jackson, and no team has yet to publicly pursue him. This is big. I mean, so big. What I think is so interesting, because, you know, this is a highly competitive sport, and this is a sport, let's face it, that of all the sports, especially of the Big Four, this is the biggest. Football is, you know, now all month long, every month there is conversation about the NFL. They've done well to make themselves relevant all the time, and off-season moves are big. So what's interesting is the Ravens corner, Marlon Humphrey, who once had a nasty on-field altercation with Beckham, was the first one to put out there on the Twittersphere that that he says, I want to be best. He said, want to be best friends and win a Super Bowl? Let's get it. That's what he wrote. Because if you go back a couple of years ago, what happened between Humphrey and Beckham during a game, it looked like that he pinned Beckham. He did. He pinned Beckham down and he put his hands on his throat. And then he apologized after the game, and now he's tweeting out, great, we're going to be best buddies, and we're going to play together. You know, he's like still an he still is the glue, Beckham, that can change a team. So the big question would be his health. He didn't play all of last season after he had a torn ACL in his left knee that happened during the Super Bowl, but he was part of what led the Rams to the Super Bowl and to close the deal. So this is big. I mean, Baltimore is last in the NFL in receiving yards by wideouts in the last three of the four seasons. So this is big, to sign him. And I think this will help Lamar Jackson probably by the fact that they signed him. All right. The other thing that I was alluding to is what's happening in the start of baseball. Of course, it's still early going, but what a start for the Tampa Bay Rays, a historical start, 10-0, first Major League Baseball team to open with that kind of a stat line since 1987. Yep. I mean, you have to go way back, obviously, to the hey 80s for that. So it's interesting that just even the other day, they got what they needed from the solo homer they needed from Brandon Lowe in the eighth inning to beat the Red Sox on Monday night. It was just happened. One zip. So, and it was Lowe's third straight game homering, just sailed over the right field stands. So people make fun of the Tropicana Field and that it's an eyesore and baseball inside. Of course, you would melt during most of the season, but this is a super, super big way to start off the season for the Rays. And it still is early going, right? So there's a lot of baseball to be played. And baseball is just getting warmed up to me. People are rediscovering, you know, it's just had spring break, and there's people that have traditions where they go to the opening days of their favorite baseball teams. But you really start to get into the season, you really start to go, and you really start to look at the teams, and then you can make a better assessment of some of what's happened. And the new rules, I think, are starting to kick in, and that's a good thing, because one of the complaints about baseball is that it was too long, right? And if you talk to a baseball purist, they'd be like, you got to be kidding me. How can you complain about the length of a game? And the fact is, we live in the hurry, get it now, we got to get here and here by X amount of time, and we don't have 4 hours to go to a baseball game. So some of these rules, the pitch clock, bigger bases, some of the other things that have kicked in may really be helping baseball. It's still too early to know that at this point, but in looking at what's happened early on, just, you know, a couple of weeks into the great game, I think it is. I think it's working. I think that there's a lot of excitement, and shorter games can go a long way to help a sport that has to compete with so many other sports, right? How about the Philadelphia Phillies? They smashed the Marlins, that other Florida team, 15-3. Yeah, that's an onslaught when you have 20 hits and it leads to that many runs. Different story when it comes to their rivals, the Mets. They blanked the Padres 5-0. One of the best pitchers, Max Scherzer's first matchup with the Padres was interesting because he bounced back in a big way. The Mets blanked him, like I said, 5-0. So it's a nice pickup for him. And for the Padres, Yu Darvish takes the loss. I watched Yu Darvish. I covered him and watched him pitch a lot over the last handful of seasons that he's obviously been in baseball a while. But when he first came up, especially with the Texas Rangers, then always a competitive team in a competitive National League East. The Braves beat the Reds. They're 7-4 this season, 5-4 in a tight game, an exciting game. And it was all about Sean Murphy, who hit a two-run homer in the 10th inning. And so the Braves recover in that one. And it's fun if you were there because this was played in Atlanta. I love the Braves baseball field. It's exciting in the middle kind of everything to go there. And if you were there, staying up maybe a little bit later, you got to see that. And that was well worth the price of admission, I think, and not the only in 10. Cubby fans also were treated to a win over the Mariners 3-2. That happened in 10 innings. Nico Homer with the single that led to that win in the bottom of the 10th inning. That's exciting baseball again. When you're there, it's the home team, and you're waiting, and you get the ultimate payoff. The other thing I like to see in baseball is I like offense. So anytime you see a grand slam, Max Muncy hit a grand slam and a three-run drive for his 10th career multi-homer game. That, of course, was for the Dodgers. The Dodgers beat the Giants easy peasy 9-1. Music means, can you believe it? We are out of the man cave, and this hour is a wrap. Thanks to our technical director, Nathan Reeder, for his fine work always, and all of you for listening to this hour. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
Kate Delaney, I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.